Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is Mark Colombo with the band Free Reign, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
This is Justin Chapman with Free Reign, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
This is Leonard Davis with Free Reign, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Rock over London,
Zurich,
Auckland,
Dublin,
Dallas,
Milwaukee,
Los Angeles,
Sydney,
Indianapolis,
Tokyo,
Seattle,
Paris,
Budapest,
Berlin,
New York. Ladies and gentlemen, two men who are committed to rocking you wherever you might be, John Astronomy and Mark Striegel. Welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast, broadcasting around the world from TalkingMetal.com and Striegel'sMusicNews.com.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. How are you, John?
I'm doing great, Mark. I am once again coming to you from my apartment, otherwise known as the Silver Spacecraft, and you are at your house.
Yes. So we did this last time on episode 340, and I have to apologize because I had tried a different mic setup. I was using a Samsung C01U USB studio condenser mic, which sounded horrible, and I am back now to my Phantom Power mic running through the M-Audio USB preamp into my Mac. So hopefully this will sound a little better. And again, I apologize for any sound issues on my end in episode 340. And you sounded good in 340.
Well,
I don't know.
Thank you, Mark.
My mic sounded like ass.
I am coming to you with a different setup again this time, and I'm going to apologize in advance if I don't sound right, but I'm having a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, no, I think you'll sound all right. I know what mic and recorder you're using. I think you'll sound good, but
great.
Yeah, we'll see. We're still kind of getting the hang of this thing, doing the podcast from two separate locations.
Right.
And I know a lot of other podcasts out there do it that way, and they usually, I hate to say it, but they usually sound pretty bad. So we don't want Talking Metal to turn into that. We're trying to keep the quality good for you guys.
Cool. Well, anyway, we got a great show for you today, and this episode is going to feature the interview that I conducted with a great band called Free Reign. And not only are these guys just a great metal group, but three of the four members are NFL professional football players. Leonard Davis and Mark Colombo play for the Dallas Cowboys, and drummer Corey Proctor plays for the Miami Dolphins, and we can't forget Justin Chapman, who's just a great guitar player, and he rounds out the group. So we're going to have that coming up for you in a little bit, and we're just glad to be back for another edition of Talking Metal.
You got to hang out with these guys while they were in New York, right? That must have been pretty cool.
Yeah, it absolutely was. I hung out with them, believe it or not, two nights. There was one night I met them at a hotel, which was conveniently pretty close to where I work in Times Square, which was great. So went over there, and the first thing that you notice when these guys come down the elevator is that they are giants. And you know, they're not just tall, they're big. Like these guys, like Mark and Leonard are both offensive linemen. Leonard is a right guard, and that's the position right next to the center. And then Mark is right next to him on his right as a right offensive tackle. And these dudes are like, they're like 6'8 or 6'9 or maybe even taller, and they're just giants. And what's really interesting and what's great about them is that they're true metal fans. They're people who love metal. And that's one of the things that I think is cool about them. They're not doing this for the money. They're doing this because they love metal, and I think it shows.
Cool. Hey, let's get into some old school metal right now and then maybe come back and do a little more talking before we get into your interview. This is Black Sabbath off Sabbath Bloody Sabbath with Zabra Kadabra.
That was Zabra Kadabra by Black Sabbath. Some old school Sabbath.
Yeah, definitely going way back. That's actually Rick Wakeman with them on that song. Rick Wakeman, known for his work with Yes, of course. Wow. And I think he did some stuff with Bowie.
Yeah.
He's done tons of stuff.
Great
just all over
player,
the place.
Right?
Yeah, excellent keyboard player. And it's kind of interesting because his son, Adam Wakeman, is now playing with Ozzy and actually wrote and recorded a lot of the Scream record with Ozzy.
Cool.
So Rick's son's carrying on his musical tradition. His other son, Oliver Wakeman, has just joined Yes in place of Rick. So that's kind of
wow.
Wild. Adam Wakeman, that's who you see when you go see Ozzy on this this most recent tour on the keyboards.
Very, very cool. Remember Don Airey?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, he was always
definitely.
One of my favorite members of the band. And, you know, I had heard, and you probably know more about this because you are well-versed with Rudy's book, but I heard that Don Airey in particular took Randy's death very, very hard.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm sure. I think everybody involved did. Yeah, what a tragic thing.
Yep.
Hey, Black Sabbath, no reunion, Geezer is saying. I know on a podcast a couple weeks ago, I mentioned that Ozzy was hinting that there might be a reunion. Now, Geezer is saying there is definitely not going to be a Black Sabbath reunion. So,
now, why did he say that? What was his reasoning?
I don't know. He just said it's not happening. There wasn't much explanation behind it. So,
wow.
There you go. So I'm looking forward to this interview. I do have a letter here, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I'd
go
like
for
to
it.
Read
go for
that.
It.
Sure. I actually have two letters. So let's start with this one. Hey guys, my name is Dan. I've been listening since I discovered what a podcast is, so that would be for a couple years now. You guys have introduced me to a whole bunch of new bands. Thanks for that. I've got to hear cool interviews with band members from bands I grew up with. I think I'm a little older than you guys, 44, and I have to... Oh, and I've been to a shitload of concerts, close to 200 and counting. I like Bud Friendly myself. I think it's odd people don't like him. Have him on more, I say. Next, I have an interview suggestion... Straight Line Stitch. They're playing Mayhem Fest this year. And he goes on to say some other things. But we're going to have to check that band out, Dan. Straight Line Stitch.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them.
I know
but
they
thanks.
Have a female singer. And I know who represents them. So maybe we can get them on the podcast.
We will definitely have to look into that. Definitely. And Dan, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your letter. Another kind of long letter here coming in from NWOHHH. We all know him from the forums.
Right.
He has a new name now. But anyways, he is checking in and he says, "Hey, Mark and John, I just wanted to inform you I've been listening to your podcast since 2006. I still enjoy it and will continue to download it in the future. A few weeks ago, I saw a thread on the forum asking how you guys could get more traffic to the forum. The one thing I've noticed is that the moderators sometimes change and delete comments that people post. I understand that if a post is insulting, bigoted, or insensitive, it should and do get deleted. I recently posted a comment on the Rudy Sarzo podcast. I stated if Dubrow and Carlos are not in Quiet Riot, I feel it is a cash grab. Just like the Thin Lizzy project that is going on, and I think that the moderators... limiting comments has killed the forum. I think favorable and unfavorable opinions should be posted as long as they're civil." He goes on to talk a little bit more about Quiet Riot and stuff. Hey, Robert, I just wanted to mention, I think that was, if one of your comments did get deleted, I think that was a mistake. That was no one trying to censor you. At least that's the way I understand it. And he goes on to talk about how we don't really control the forums. And we do have a say in the forums. I am one of the moderators on the Talking Metal forums. And I'm there quite often looking over things and chatting with you guys. And I think right now, you know, a lot of the haters that were on there are gone. And I think it's a real healthy environment right now. And we moderators are not in there deleting stuff just because we disagree with opinions and comments we're glad you're there, Robert. So please continue to post and thanks for joining us in the Talking Metal forums located at talkingmetalforums.com. The password is Metal Mike to get in there. Guys, you can leave us a review on iTunes. We appreciate that. We like reading them. So definitely go on iTunes and leave the Talking Metal Podcast a review. Wanted to mention markstriegelradio.com. Please check that out. The live 365 streams are going strong there. We have twitter.com/talkingmetal. We tweet there. And John, you have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah. I don't even think I have an actual address, but if you just search astronomy, you'll find it. Some people have an address like facebook.com/their name, and believe it or not, I don't think that I do. But just search astronomy in Facebook, and you'll see me. You know, send me a friend request, and I will definitely accept it. And, yeah, thanks, everybody, for the letters and for all the support.
A couple quick things on Twitter. Bill DJ Weiser has been checking in with us. He does his own show on his own site, djweiser.limewebs.com. So check him out. Thanks for all your support, Bill. And, of course, our good friend over in Japan, always checking in with us on Twitter. That is Sean from BLS Japan Chapter.
Very cool.
And he's what a supporter that guy is. Sean,
yeah, no
thank
doubt.
You for all your supports. He said I think he said if we're ever over in Japan, he's going to take us
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I saw that. That would be awesome.
Take good care of us.
Thank you,
so.
Sean. That would be great. Speaking of Sean's, Sean Baker sent me a little note saying he hopes that both of us are doing well. So, Sean, if you're listening to this, same to you. And, you know, we'd love to talk to you again sometime.
Sean Baker is a great heavy metal guitar player. If you guys don't know him, definitely Google Sean Baker Orchestra.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mark, before we get into the interview, I just wanted to send out a thanks to all of the guys in Free Reign because they were just great. Corey Proctor, unfortunately, wasn't there because he had a injury, but, you know, he's still part of the band and very cool. But Leonard, Mark, and Justin were just so cool to me, and they even went out of their way because they were great to me during the interview, and then we hung out a little bit after the interview, just kind of hanging. And then a couple of days later, they did basically a guest DJ thing at a pretty cool new place in New York called Idle Hands, NYC. It's like Lower East Side place, like maybe like Avenue B and like I think between like 3rd and 4th or 2nd and 3rd. And it's definitely got like a rock vibe going on. And they said that if Talking Metal ever wanted to come down there and do a guest DJ thing, we could do it. But
cool.
Yeah, it was a real cool place. And so we hung out there. And then after, like, I literally was about to go, and I had my coat on, and Mark goes, "You're not leaving." So then we proceeded to do a shot or something. And then that led us to jumping in a limo that Mark or his brother, who was also hanging, got. And then we went up to this other place. We went from the Lower East Side to the Upper East Side and hung out. And, you know, Mark really just went out of his way to show his hospitality, as did Justin. Leonard, unfortunately, had to split, but he is so cool, that guy. Leonard Davis, the bass player. I just thought he was one of the coolest people I've ever met. And his wife, Amanda, was there too, and she does a lot of the PR, you know, along with Chip, of course. And we're going to get some good photos that she took. I have a couple that she took with my camera, and we're going to throw those up. But she took a lot of pro photos, like, you know, with like a real camera and stuff. Basically, I just had a great time hanging out with Leonard, Mark, and Justin. And like I said, I wanted to thank them because they went out of their way to be cool to Talking Metal.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to hear this interview and to hear a little bit of their music. I know we've been talking with them for a while about getting them on the show, so I'm glad you were able to hook up with them. I've been just jammed at work. I actually quit my job at Sci-Fi, if any of you guys care about what's going on in my personal life, and been working with USA Networks on a freelance gig. I'm actually going to be trying my luck in the freelance land of television promo production. We'll see what happens with that. But
well,
the first
sure
gig is going
great.
Well. Well, thanks, John. I'm just about done with the first gig and managed to hook up with my dad and brother and some of his friends for a ski weekend. So it's been a little bit of a nutty month for me, and looking forward to all sorts of Talking Metal stuff coming up this spring.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff in store for you guys, including possibly a new simpler site and possibly a new RSS. So again,
right.
we've been saying this for a while, but at some point this year, hopefully sooner than later, the RSS may change. And if a couple weeks have gone by and you haven't seen a new episode in your iTunes or come through your RSS feed, please go resubscribe because we may again kill our one RSS and start up another one. We'll see.
Great, Mark. So why don't we get into the interview with Free Reign, and then at the end of the interview, you guys are going to hear a great single that they have. It's called One Step Away. It's a killer tune. We talk about it in the interview, and we also talk about their sites and where you can buy their music. They have a website called freereignmusic.com, and then, of course, a MySpace page, myspace.com/freerein. And you can always also check the show notes on TalkingMetal.com for all your links and all that kind of stuff. And the photos. Definitely see it. You guys will laugh at the photos. Like, I look like this small face, you know, that's like 1 foot tall compared to these guys. And wow. The photos are pretty cool. Funny when you see them.
Yeah, I want to see them.
So why don't we get into the interview? And then we're going to come out with a track. So right now, here's my interview with the guys from Free Reign.
Hey, it's John from Talking Metal, hanging out here in our home base, Midtown Manhattan, with a very, very cool band. Our special guest today, Free Reign. We've got Leonard, Justin, and Mark. How you guys doing, man?
Good. How you doing? Great. Yeah, we're doing great.
Good.
Doing good.
We just got to start out by saying that three guys in the band, one who's not here, are professional NFL football players. You guys are with the Dallas Cowboys, and Corey is with the Dolphins. And how cool is it to be a professional football player?
I think it's really cool. You know, me and Leonard have been in the NFL now for, I've been going into my 10th year, and Leonard's going into his 11th, and it's, the average NFL player plays two and a half years, not even. And it's, yeah, so you know, we're really privileged to be able to last this long in the NFL, and you know, really excited about, you know, the idea of life after the NFL with this music. And you know, we've done some pretty good things so far, and you know, we can't wait for people to hear the new album because it's badass.
Great, guys, and we don't want to leave you out, Justin. Now tell us how you hooked up with these guys.
I grew up with Leonard Davis in our hometown, Wortham, Texas. Went to high school together, played football together, and I've been playing guitar since I was in high school, and Leonard brought me into this band because of, you know, my guitar abilities and
your good looks.
And my good looks, right. Thank you.
When you're in shape.
I'm in shape.
Yeah.
See what I got to put up with?
See? Yeah.
Yeah. Got anything else?
No. That's good. You're short and sometimes out of shape, but yeah, that's good. That's about it.
All right, well, what do you have to say about me?
I think you're an okay guy.
Thank you.
Oh, the nice guy.
I know who my friends are.
So, Leonard, you and Justin have been friends for your whole life pretty much, right?
Yeah, Justin and I have been friends since kindergarten. And, I mean, we're, you know, 32, 31 years old. And, you know, it's, you know, we've had a lot of fun in our life and, you know, throughout our lifetime. And just a lot of fond memories, you know, growing up, and even, you know, even it is, even now, you know, we still have a lot of fun as if we're, you know, teenagers again. And it's great. It's great.
Now, so, Leonard, were you the guy that brought Justin into the group?
Yeah, it was kind of brought him in. I wouldn't say I was the one that brought him in, but, you know, he watched us play when it was just Mark and Corey and I, and then you know Mark asked me if I thought he'd want to play, and I was like, yeah, I'll go and talk to him, and we just talked about it and just kind of, you know, what our expectations were and all of that, and just put everything out on the table and let him let him make his decision with it.
Very cool. Now, I'm going to take it way back before we even get into the band or even professional football, and I want to talk about your influences. And I know you grew up in Massachusetts. I actually went to Berklee College of Music, so I know a little bit about Boston. Yep.
I know that. I love Berklee College. My wife used to live down there in the South End, not too far from there, but that's just amazing. I always aspired to kind of go there and do that. I never, you know, I got into guitar a little bit late, and, you know, I've been playing catch-up ever since, but that's amazing. Good for you.
Well, thanks, man. And the good thing about Berklee is that it exposed me to other musicians, and basically the same thing that's happening to you guys. Musicians hooked up and got together, and I learned a lot from everybody who was there and also from my teachers. But the cool thing about Boston is it's a great musical town, and you were a big fan of Metallica back in the day.
I'm self-proclaimed biggest Metallica fan of all time. I've been to upwards, 17, 18 shows. James Hetfield's my idol. That guy's awesome. I try and emulate him every chance I can get. I don't know, just something about their music, you know, especially their earlier stuff. You know, my favorite album of all time is Ride the Lightning. That's my favorite, followed by Slayer, Rain and Blood. But Ride the Lightning, everyone's favorite is Master of Puppets, but, you know, you just go song for song, and Ride the Lightning was kind of like, it just killed me. It was so good, right, from Fight Fire with Fire all the way through. It was just strong. I mean, even songs like Escape, you know, late in the album were just, you know, to this day I still listen to, and you know, that, it was just a big influence to me growing up.
Very cool. Now, you guys, what were your influences?
I have to say the same thing. When the Black Album came out, you know, I told myself I'm playing guitar, and I've been playing guitar ever since.
Justin was my influence because I didn't. No, because before Justin started playing guitar, like I never even liked heavy metal, so he's kind of been an influence on me. So it's kind of, you know, whatever his influences are, it's kind of been mine, because I've been listening to him play for like 15 years now. So
that's definitely true. So indirectly, you were influenced by Metallica and Slayer and all these guys through Justin. Now, let's not forget Corey. How'd you guys hook up with him? I'm assuming through the football team.
Me and Corey were here with the Cowboys in 2006. And we, you know, we became friends right off the bat. And, you know, I basically, you know, he used to just come over to my house, and I had an old drum set from Chicago. I played in a few bands out there, rhythm guitar. And we just started messing around. You know, he's got on the drums, and he had played earlier in high school, you know, messing around, and he just got on there and started playing, and I was like, a lot better than I thought he would be. You know, he wasn't rusty or anything, so we just started writing songs, and we had fun, you know. And Corey's kind of, he's a real social guy, so, you know, he kind of came up with ideas. Hey, well, maybe we'll play with the Cowboys, you know, for the Cowboys, and we had a family day. Me and him played a family day, and people were like, you guys are pretty good. So then Leonard came along, and then, you know, the rest is history, and, you know, then Justin, and it just worked out. But yeah, Corey, early on, me and him just sat in my upstairs, and I have a little room upstairs in my old house where we had the drums and guitar and amp set up, and we just jammed, and we did that for, you know, months. He'd come over every once in a while, and we just create music. And I mean, even some of the songs we play today, you know, we're influenced from that. From those early jam sessions.
How did you guys find time to actually do this? Because your schedules have got to be insane. People don't realize this, but you're going really almost all year when you're in the NFL. And, you know, maybe you get like a month or something off, but, you know, you go right back into training. How do you guys find time to get together to even do this kind of stuff?
Football pretty well takes up almost all of our time. You know, not me personally, but it keeps me from practicing with these guys because they have to put everything into football. Football comes first, period. But when we do have time, we get together, you know, when we can, which isn't very often. So we've had to try to plan ahead on practices and shows, and it's been really tough. If the schedule had been more flexible, I think we would be a lot better. Now, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at now with as limited time as we've had, you know.
And how do you fit it into your schedule, Lennon?
You know, for me, I practice, you know, get with Justin, and you know, we kind of go over things, and I do a lot of, I play a lot more, you know, on my own, just trying to, you know, always working to get better, and then that way when we get together as a group, then I'm not behind, and I'm not behind, and you know, it's obviously, you know, in the off season, you know, we got a lot more time because we don't, you know, we're not gone on the weekends, and so we get a lot more time together just outside, just, you know, when the season's over. But once the season's over, I mean, it's pretty much not any time to do anything.
Very cool. Now, I want to talk about what you guys have done so far and some of the new stuff you guys got coming out. So you guys did the five-song EP Tragedy, and then you guys have a brand-new single out, One Step Away, which is going to come before the brand-new record. So Mark, tell me about that.
Well, I'll defer to Justin on One Step Away. That's his baby. That's his song he's had for a while. I was just the guy who wanted to get it up on an album because it's an amazing song. But as far as the album goes, the album is going to be out April 19th, and it's called Heavier Than Metal. And literally, we're the heaviest band in the world, so it has kind of a dual meaning. And Justin's guitars, I put them up with anybody. They're just heavy. I mean, like old school Korn, just heavy, heavy tuning. And that album comes out April 19th, and, you know, we worked really hard for it. It's it's got a real heavy feel to it. The new single doesn't, which is in a way is kind of good. This new single, it's kind of a departure from like this real hardcore metal that, you know, people know us for. And I think it's going to broaden, you know, basically our fan base. And I think it's going to resonate with a lot of people. And, it, you know, the song's got a lot of meaning. And there's a lot of heart that went into that song. And, you know, I'll let Justin talk about that single. And that single went up on iTunes yesterday. And I highly recommend everyone go check it out because it is just a really, really good song. And it's really a new level song for this band.
One Step Away. I've had that song a while. Song means a lot to me. When I wrote that, you know, the song to me relates to music and it relates to sports. You know, we're one. You know, I was a musician at the time, and I felt like I was good. I felt like I was as good as most, you know, famous professional musicians. But I was just an everyday person, you know, and I felt like I was one step away from having it all. But in a way, I wasn't. You know, I was working so hard at trying to be, you know, successful with music. And I was working so hard at it in a way that if I didn't make it, I could never recover from it. Like I passed the point of no return, you know. And that's kind of what that song represents. I'm so close, but if I don't make it, you know, I've wasted a lot of my life trying to get there, you know. And it's kind of the same thing with these guys with football. You know, these guys are successful, but there's a lot of people out there that try hard to be successful at something and they don't make it. And that's kind of what that song means to me.
Well, I think that song is definitely going to resonate with just about everybody out there, which is one of the keys to a great tune. And believe me, I love it, and it's getting a lot of airplay already. Tell us about basically what it's like to hear your tune on the radio.
You know, for me to hear my own music on the radio, I think it's I'm in awe of it, you know, because, you know, coming into this whole deal, I never really would have expected it. I just kind of would have expected us just to be, you know, just some, you know, local garage band, you know, just kind of, you know, go and do a couple shows here and there. And I never really expected it to get on the level that it's at. And so I think it's just awesome to, you know, to know that we can, you know, write and play music, you know, and our music is respectable by, you know, the people that are actually in the industry full time. And I think that really says a lot that, you know, that they appreciate what we do.
Speaking of that, another fellow Texan, Vinnie Paul, is a big fan of you guys.
Vinnie Paul is the coolest person of all time. I mean, Pantera, I know Pantera is a huge influence on me and Justin, and it just, and Hell Yeah is just, Hell Yeah, they're just awesome. And, you know, Vinny's one of these guys that I met him through football. He's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan.
I got to tell you a quick story, and then I want you to continue. We took Hell Yeah Bowling downtown in Manhattan, and it was actually me and Cowboy, their security guard, versus Vinny and Bob Zilla, and Vinny was wearing a Romo shirt.
Nice. Yeah, he's a humongous Cowboys fan, and I met him one time after a Stain concert in Nokia Theater down there in Dallas. And he took us out, and it was just amazing. And kind of from there on, he got really into our band, and because we were from Texas too and played heavy metal, I mean, he just took a real liking to our band. And, you know, he's come to a few of our shows. I think the coolest one I think he ever came to, he's got a house out in Las Vegas, and we're at the, you know, we got the most metal athletes at the Revolver Golden God Awards, and we saw him there, and we said, hey, we're playing, you know, in a couple nights out in Las Vegas. And he's like, I'm there. And he was there watching, and, you know, we hung out with him and Carrot Top afterwards. But he just, you know, he's into it the whole time, and he just respects what we're doing, and it means a lot coming from an icon in the music industry like him.
No doubt about it, guys. And I know Zach Wild is a big fan of yours, and I'm assuming that you're probably a fan of Zach.
Yes, I am, but unfortunately, you know, his stuff is complicated. So I think everything he does is great, and his, you know, his guitar work is you know, it's influential and it's incredible.
So, guys, what are your plans now? You guys are doing a promo tour. You got the album coming out. Do you think you're going to be able to get any live gigs in before you guys got to go back to work?
Yeah, we're actually going to do a show in Wortham, Texas. And it's our Justin and I's hometown, and it's a small town, but great things can happen there, and it's an hour south of Dallas, and that's where our next show is planned, and we're gonna try to schedule it for the 16th of April, and there's a couple other local bands there that have a good following. It's Diamondback and Syntax, and those guys, they got a great following in the area, and so we're kind of connecting with those guys, and hopefully we're gonna have a turnout, and there's some other events that'll probably be going on that day too. So keep your eyes open and your ears open also, and just kind of keep in tune to what's going on, and hopefully maybe somebody from New York will make it down there.
No doubt about it, guys. We will tell all of the Talking Metal fans, without a doubt, the fans from Texas, that they better be at that gig. And that brings us to the main question: where can all the listeners find the record?
Right now, our single is available in pretty much every music retailer online. Find it at iTunes. You can find it at Amazon, Napster. It's pretty much every retailer you can find. It's called One Step Away, and it's awesome. And our album coming out April 19th, we will have it in stores, but we're going to focus mostly on the online downloads. So same type of thing, iTunes, Amazon, those would be the two big ones. And we're going to have some physical albums too we're going to create. So yeah, we're really excited. Go to our website. Our website's freereignmusic.com. Go to the merchandise store. It is awesome. And buy some of our stuff, man. Show up at our shows and, we'll keep you posted. We're doing some acoustic stuff right now. And I think right around the album time, that's when we're going to start picking up and doing some live shows. And really, yeah, our drummer right now is hurt. He has a knee injury. And, we're trying to do everything we can to stay interactive with the fans. So just right around April, May, sometime in the summer, we're gonna get after pretty good. So come to the shows. We got a lot of energy, and we're gonna rip your faces off. It's gonna be great.
Killer, guys. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with Talking Metal today here in New York City. You guys are awesome, and we're gonna encourage all the Talking Metal listeners to check you guys out. And why don't we take it into One Step Away right now by Free Reign.
That was One Step Away by Free Reign. You are listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Thanks for doing that interview, John.
Yeah, it was great. Great. And thanks to Chip for setting the whole thing up, our good friend Chip. Yeah, guys, before we go, I want to do a couple of plugs. I am going to be with Ace Frehley this Friday night coming up, March 11th, down in Tampa, Florida at the St. Pete's Forum following the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey game. Ace is going to do a concert that is part of the Lightning Concert Series, and I believe he is closing out this year's series, so it's going to be a great event. And then right back up to the Philadelphia, PA, New Jersey area, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, we will be at the Monster Mania Con. Ace will be appearing on Saturday and Sunday at that. So it's going to be a pretty rocking weekend, without a doubt, with a live concert by Ace down in Florida, and then two personal appearances, March 12th and March 13th, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at the Monster Mania Con. Yeah, there are VIP packages, guys, for the Tampa concert, so go to acefrehley.com and definitely take part in this if you're an Ace fan, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I know we got a lot of Kiss and a lot of Ace fans out there. So let's hook it up maybe with an Ace song. You want to end today's show with a Kiss or Ace classic?
Yeah, why don't you pick one? Yeah, why don't you pick something? It could be from the first album or it can be from Anomaly, whatever you're into.
How about Lost in Limbo?
Great, great track. Absolutely. That is from the Trouble Walkin' record, and I always love that too.
Yeah, great song. Just an awesome, awesome hook in this song. Guys, go buy this on iTunes. Go support Ace. Buy that Sabbath song, Zabra Kadabra, that we played earlier, and definitely go check out Free Reign.
No
so,
doubt.
John, you have a safe trip, and look forward to speaking to you when you get back to the New York City area.
Great, great. Thanks, Mark, and thank you, guys. Right now, this is Lost in Limbo by Ace Frehley. Lost my appetite. Walking dog.